8 local nonprofits received money from the Petersburg Community Foundation this spring. The foundation has 2 endowment funds, one for operations and one for granting purposes. PCF uses the interest earned for the community grants, much like Alaska's permanent fund dividend, so the original investment continues to grow.
Personally, I just love the model of Petersburg funding Petersburg's future through philanthropy.
That's Holly Flint, the foundation's program manager. $30,000 is twice as much grant money as the foundation awarded just 3 years ago. Back when PCF formed in 2008, it gave out $5,000 a year. Flint says the organization's investments have grown, but there are also more local donations coming in.
It's definitely the town supporting itself. Petersburg helping Petersburg.
In recent years, the Rasmussen Foundation has matched local donations to PCF. The main grant cycle happens in the spring, and small micro-grants are given out in the fall. Flint says the awards will help pay for equipment upgrades at the Ball Field Snack Shack.
The Petersburg Little League got a grant to renovate the Snack Shack that is needing a new floor. It's kind of deteriorating. Farragut Farms, in partnership with the Medical Center, is doing a program, the Healthy Foods Equal Healthy Families program, where they donate vegetables to about 16 families in need. And then with this grant, they're going to educate on what to do with the vegetables when you get it, how to cook them, how to prepare meals around them. Marine Mammal Center got a second grant 2 years in a row for the reduced plastics, Petersburg. Last year they were in the school system, in the elementary school about once a month doing projects and out in the community. And next year they're going to be with the older kids, kind of expanding on what they've already started.
Another grant recipient is the Viking Swim Club. The nonprofit is getting a grant for aquatic center equipment. The Community Foundation grant will pay for 70% of the cost, and the other 30% will be shared by the swim club, the borough, and the school district. Again, Holly Flint.
They're getting a vacuum for the pool that can work at night under the pool covers to keep the heat in the pool. They are getting a new family of mannequins for CPR, replacing some lane lines and old swimming equipment, fins, kickboards, pull buoys, those kind of things.
KFSK received a grant to replace its transmitter to reach more listeners and to save money on operations. The Petersburg Community Foundation is guided by an advisory board. The awards are chosen by a grant selection committee made up of the board members and donors. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.